Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101,
this is the Fox. What a night we had last night.
Moondog's new Fizzer alcoholic seltzer. Made right here for Aussie taste buds. Fizzer, it's Aussie for seltzer. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly.
Fox Comedy Fest.
The Fox's Comedy Fest. Live on the world famous rooftop.
Win a spot. Keep listening to the Fox.
Last night it was all happening here. The world famous rooftop was alive again. We had all our wonderful listeners. We had the finest comedians from around Australia. There was Nick Cody. There was Dave Hughes, Tommy Little, Dilruk Jayasinghe and Mel Buttle. They blew the roof off. Well, no, it's not possible because it's a roof.
It was a tent.
We did a marquee, though, and they blew the roof off that marquee. The Fox Comedy Fest, all thanks to our wonderful friends at Moondog. The Fizzer Seltzers were popping. Nando's Chicken. We were right into it all. Now, Nick, you were part of it. Fev and I watched it, and we loved it. Let's relive what happened on the world famous rooftop last night.
Fox Comedy Fest. The best bunch of comedians.
Welcome, everybody. We're back on the world famous rooftop. Yeah. It's been about 18 months since we could have a function up here. Feb, have you worked on a little something?
Okay.
Can we do a gag?
No.
I've got a couple of gags, but I tested it on the comedians in the green room, and a few of them said I may be cancelled, so I won't go there. What do you call a...
On that note,
here's Dilruk.
But I actually, believe it or not, kicked off my 2020 in lockdown on the 1st of Jan. I was in lockdown in the jungle on a TV show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Which, when I went in, they were going to change the name to Is He a Celebrity, Should Even Be Here. I literally heard one of the other celebs say, "What is a Dilruk?"
But if you do want to wear a mask, be consistent. I was on Clarendon Street recently, guy with a mask on. You didn't have to wear a mask, but he was wearing it. Good on him, wasn't there to judge. But he reckoned, he goes, "Yee, put his hand out for a handshake."
So, you know, like in comedy clubs, sometimes you go to the dunny and the comedian's like, "Oi, where are you going? Your mum's fat." And you're like, "Okay, slow down, mate. I will not do that to you because my mum is huge. She's a big woman. She's, yeah."
Adelaide is smug. I would say I'm from Melbourne and they would boo. And I said, "Oh, it was pretty tough. We did 7 months lockdown." One guy stood up and went, "Suck, we did 3 days. Yeah, we could go outside the whole time." And I was like, "You could, but it was to Adelaide."
But no, I got my license. I said, "Hey, are there any restrictions to being a P-plater, even though I am in my 30s? I said, "Yeah, mate, you can't use your phone at any time. Can I use my phone for Google Maps?" And I said, "No, mate, you should get a Melways." Nothing safer than doing 100 kilometres an hour and going from page 96 to 24, back to 78, down to 14, back to 58, back to 13. You know what I mean? To the first Fox Comedy Fest, one more time, big round of applause for all the comics you saw tonight.
Let's get hammered and go straight through till 6 in the morning when we go on air.
Get hammered responsibly.
What a night. And if you weren't able to come, we're putting a video up now on our socials. You can check it out. Well good done, Nick Cody. Well done.
It was a bloody ripper night.
It was good.
And thanks to everyone here for putting it all together. Thanks to all
did
the awesome
job,
listeners for coming out on a Thursday.
You can check it now. Fifi, Fev, Nick Instagram. Fifi, Fev, Nick on Facebook.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
I want to talk about people like that get away with things at work. Yeah. And this will almost be a bit of a confession session, and we are going to ask that question. What are you getting away with?
Now, you want low-level stuff, right?
Or high?
How high are we going?
Well,
like Royal Commission into the banks, high? Yeah. Like, how high are we going?
Oh, here's
opening accounts in dead people's names.
Read this story this morning. Now, he's in Italy. This is an Italian. 66. His name's Salvatore. He has been taking a salary for 15 years, never turned up for work.
Great.
So it was a government thing. It was a state salary. Hospital fire safety officer. See, that I've often thought that job, something about being a safety officer, very, very important job.
Mm.
But if everything's safe, job, isn't it?
You know what it is? It's like a pilot. I know a lot of pilots who say, there's not a lot going on until there's something
going on. Yeah. That's so true. So
you just rest on your laurels until something bad happens.
Yeah, well, obviously this hospital, very safe, didn't have any issues. Nobody noticed he didn't turn up to work.
Well,
it cost the hospital, and obviously it was a state-funded hospital, $835,000. He got that salary and never turned up.
Good job.
I agree. Look, he got away with it. But I wonder at what stage let's be honest, that's a 15-year window. Did he at any time in that 15-year window go, I can't believe I'm getting away with this?
Yeah, when does it click over? Because I'm a scaredy cat like that.
Yeah.
Like if I got somehow 2 days off with nobody calling, I'd have to turn up on the Wednesday and go, I can't
reckon once it was a week in, you go, I reckon I'm all right.
I'm on?
Yeah. Like if they haven't called within a week, no one cares.
Nobody knows.
That's where you just go, you can do this for as long as I want.
Now, obviously, that is high level. He got away with 15 years of getting
income. We
get away
with life,
but that's it. And I want to ask 131060, is it something you've realised some money's going into your account and you're like, I'll just get away with this? It can be like your tolls. Somebody's like, you're getting away with free tolls?
What about a type of job within your job? So I used to work at a law firm in the city in the mailroom, and they had all these archived files in the basement, and they just needed me to swap them from one box to a different type of box.
Yeah.
And I went down there and saw there wasn't that much, but I stretched that out for a good 8 weeks, I reckon. I was napping down there, just eating snacks, you know what I mean? Just bludging. You sleep.
Perfect. Are you sleep getting away with naps?
If you sleep in the office, this is what you do. You sleep with your feet against the door. So when someone opens the door, it knocks you and wakes you up. You go, sorry, mate, just looking for something.
That's so true. Maybe you're going home at lunchtime and you're not coming back and nobody's noticed.
I reckon a lot of people would do that here.
What do you think? Are you getting away with it?
This is our job. Mate, we talk for about 5 minutes, an hour.
Are you worried?
And I'm playing basketball. I'm kicking footies. I'm having a great old time. I'm getting paid, which
is
amazing.
Don't say it, Fev.
Yeah, why are you saying this? Because our boss is listening.
That's irrelevant. If someone else was doing it, they mightn't be getting what they're getting, revenue.
Very relevant.
But at the end of the day,
my CGR sports boxy, when I first, job I've ever had. I worked for CGR Sportswear. I was up in Yarrawonga. And I just had to go around to sporting clubs and sell them their guernseys and their attire.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do
anything
at all.
You went to the sports club. So you were lying in bed, sitting at home.
Yeah, I was playing golf or at the Yarrawonga pub, and I was getting paid for it.
But would they touch base and go, how'd you go to sell any units?
Yeah, can you just make a phone call? So I'd ring up and say, hey, guys, it's Fairview from CGR Sportswear. Hey, bring this guy and tell him I spoke to you, get a certain percent off, and then that was it. I didn't do anything.
I did. You know, you're reminding me. I had a job. I'm just, you know what? I remember this. When I was at uni, I got asked to do a bit of research and I had to ring all these numbers. It was like, I got paid like, I don't know, $50 an hour. For the day. It would have been like $50 at uni. And they would have gone, can you just ring all these numbers and ask these questions? And I remember I rang a couple and I got hung up on because I don't like calling.
Mm.
And then I remember going, how will they ever know I didn't ring all these numbers?
They don't.
And I remember at the end of the day I went, rang them and I just made up answers.
I did the same
thing. I mean, that's university research that someone's now probably using.
Yeah.
Jeremy in Ballarat. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Jeremy. What are you getting away with at work?
It's not actually at work, but I haven't paid for my home internet in about 12 months.
Sick.
Whoa. Wow. How are you? Who's paying it?
No one. I get the bill email and it says $0. So I go shit hot and that's it. And I don't pay.
Oh, Jeremy, this is a great glitch.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling. Are you worried at some stage the internet provider will go, there's been an issue here. You now owe us $5,000?
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but I'm just going to keep going with it.
Yeah.
Say, no, I haven't used it. I thought it was cut off.
Jeremy, I think it'd be a good idea if you did ring the provider and just say that, just confront it.
No.
Get on the front foot. Oh, you know.
Is this a joke? No, Fev just burst out laughing, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Of course he didn't mean that.
No. Well, you know, when people do that on a current affair, when they bring up their bill wrong, they always end up with 10 times bigger bill. So I won't be doing that.
No, good point, Jeremy. You enjoy your free internet. Well done.
I won't be doing that.
Amy in Narre Warren South, what are you getting away with?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I used to work in childcare, and I'd go out some nights, maybe like Wednesday, Thursday night. And then,
and then
on lunch break, I'd actually go sleep in the kinder room when they took naps.
Oh, so I'm like, the kids?
I'm like, oh, come have like a cuddle and have a chat and we'll read a book. And then I end up falling asleep on my lunch break. And then my co-worker would wake me up and she's like, hey, quick, go back. You're done. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll come back on my next break, guys, and we'll just have, you know, relaxation time.
That's great. Well done. Napping with the kids. I love it.
Winning. That's winning.
That is winning. Winning.
Thanks, Amy. Anthony in Taylor's Hill. Hey, Anth.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Good. What are you getting away with?
Well, I used to work for a courier company, and I left, was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I got my degree in teaching, and I got a teaching degree, and all right, off I go to my new job and saying goodbye to everyone. And they knew I was leaving. So I left my job, but didn't really put my resignation in properly. But I did say to my manager I was leaving. And for about the next 4 or 5 years, I kept getting these pay slips and a few hundred bucks here, a few hundred bucks there of the renegotiations of their salary packages. So I didn't really say anything for those periods of time, and I just went, okay, cool, free money kind of thing, and just until about a few months ago, my manager called me up and say, hey, I lost your resignation, can you send me an email, please? And I'm like, yeah, no worries, that's fine.
So you don't have to pay back all that money you've got for four years?
Yay!
They thought he was working. Unbelievable.
Win?
Yeah, it's great.
It is amazing.
101.9 The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
On a Friday.
It is. It's a Friday. It's a day where, look, initially we started doing this, in fact, Nick, on a Friday because we knew people were going to socialise on the weekends. And it was
the end of the show too,
good chance to just give your stories a bit of a run, like a comic might do. You know, it's like playing to a smaller crowd.
Go to open mics.
Yes.
Build it up.
Try your story.
It was my favourite segment, Boxy, because we used to do it at 10 to 9, so you knew it was done.
Oh, yeah, it's been finished. Early. Well, you can still enjoy the segment even though you've got an hour and 10 minutes of work to go. Keep trying to enjoy it. But if you're new to it, you don't know how it works, just share an amazing story because we've all got them. Everybody should have one or two stories that you can break out at any time to go, you won't believe when this happened. It can be from your childhood. It can be from, I don't know, when you were backpacking. It's often coincidences in you and your family or friends or here's just one.
Bang.
I think Fev might know this. So, Nick, when I went to school, so I started in prep, I gravitated to a girl, Amber. Fev knows Amber now. Amber Stewart and I became best friends in prep.
Good school friend name, by the way.
Amber.
Amber Stewart.
Yeah, Amber
Stewart.
Sounds
like we all knew one.
She's now Amber McDonald, so if she's listening, a shout out, hi. And so we just gravitated, we became absolute best friends. And then we found out that we were delivered by the same doctor, the obstetrician that delivered us at the Maroondah Hospital there. I think Amber might have been Maroondah. I was at somewhere in Kew. But anyway, he delivered us after each other. So
Back-to-back births. Whoa.
And then we just gravitated, became best friends.
Yeah, of course.
Do you like that?
That's awesome.
It's a little bitch.
Josiah.
It was Brendan Favola, not me.
I didn't do that.
That's amazing.
Back-to-back births.
Thank you, Nick.
That's pretty sweet.
Thank you. I think that's amazing. That's how I get treated, and I'm on this show. So, Kathy from Sunbury. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're great, Kathy. We're looking forward to this. What's your amazing story?
Okay. Just a short background story. My dad was having an affair on my mum with a married woman.
Okay.
They wouldn't say amazing.
They created a child together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Both stayed in their respective marriages, but my mum found out about the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so my half-brother. But dad was quite abusive, so mum could never confront him about this alleged affair. Anyway, so I knew his name, I knew everything about him, and used to check on Facebook, see if I could find him. 4 years ago, I found him on Facebook, and we had a mutual friend who was my husband.
Oh, what?
Oh, so,
what?
So you found your half-brother who had a mutual friend that was already your husband. Your husband was friends with your half-brother.
Yes. So I'm running into my husband. I'm like, how do you know this man? And he's like, I work with him. I've been on the phone with him all day, and you've been in the house.
Kathy.
Wow.
Wow, that is a great story, Kathy. Mm. Well done, and you've won your $100 Onzo estate voucher. Ooh,
so many questions.
So many questions. Go, Fev.
Well, are you still with the brother? You talk to him?
Yep, and we've met, and he's like the mirror image of myself.
Out of interest, Kathy, did your husband like him? Like, think he was a good guy?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's good.
He was nice. He rang, and of course. For him, it was a bit of a devastating news because the person who brought him up was absolutely wonderful to him. And, you know, he always felt, he said that he didn't quite connect with his family, so it made sense to him.
How does your mum take that? How's your mum? Does your mum accept him? Or?
Yeah. Mum's met him. And, of course, for her, that was memories of not so great time back then, and my biological dad's no longer with us, so he didn't even get that chance to.
Kathy, there's so much going on there, but you know what?
Amazing story. How
wonderful that your brother found you, though, Kathy, because I can just tell you are obviously a really loving, wonderful woman, and how richer your lives are now.
Yeah, it's great to have an extra brother.
Yeah, good.
Oh. Thank God for Facebook. Wouldn't have found him.
And how nice. Look, things work out for all the pain and all the stuff that goes on. If we all just accept each other and move on, how much happier we can all be. So thank you for that, Kathy. Adriana in Fertree Gully. Hi, Adriana.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. It's Friday. We've got a Zonzo estate voucher for you that you're going to get whatever happens in the next few minutes, Adriana. So tell us your amazing story.
So my partner and I went overseas in 2019 to Sri Lanka. That's his home country. And we took the famous blue train up into the hills, you know, and there's not very many tourists around in this particular area. So it was quite secluded and beautiful. When we were over there, we decided to go out for dinner. And when we sat down at the restaurant, another Western couple also sat down next to us. And I spotted their driver's license, and it was a Victorian driver's license. Anyway, we got chatting to them. Turns out my partner and I live in a unit complex. Turns out that it was actually a couple that also lived in the same unit complex as us.
Adriana.
Yes!
Those are the stories. I know, because I've been doing this segment for a long time, that this whole segment was based on. When you go overseas and you bump into an actual neighbour in the next apartment.
I want to know about the blue train. Like, is that Sri Lanka puffing Billy?
I would have loved a little bit of mayo, like something to put on at the end of it.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, Fev. No. I couldn't really give you any more than that.
Adriana, no, just make something up.
No, like, but see, I don't want made up. I don't want made up, Adriana.
Like, we went out, got hammered.
It's perfect.
I don't know, just a little twist.
I loved it.
You love it, don't you?
In Sri Lanka and a neighbour from the same apartment complex.
And that, not just at the airport or something, you know.
Yeah, I know. But then you go outside the box. Was there leaflets cut out? Do they win? You know, like a little prize that all got put into their letterboxes at the apartment, and they both
jump on the
like
blue train to Sri Lanka.
Yeah, you never know. But you just never know. Like, need a little twist.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Fevenix, $50,000 guilty pleasures. Karina and Newcomb, congrats, $5,000 richer.
So good.
She took the paper bag instead of the electric scooter. For everyone else, though, that are interested in these electric scooters, they are amazing. You can shop and save at D-Shop. Everything home and more. Thousands of deals at dshop.com.au.
I'm Ratboxy because they get the $5,000, which is amazing. They could be expecting in 2 weeks. I get to take the scooter home. It's a win-win.
Is that how that works?
I don't think you're going to get to keep the scooter.
Well, yeah, like who's going to take it?
Maybe somebody that needs it. You don't need a scooter. You've got enough on it. You've got COD. When are you going to do scootering?
From COD to the fridge.
I thought you were going to start bringing it in from Sorrento. The drive's long enough. Dumb and Dumber, Frozen.
25 Ks.
Now, Melbourne Sorry, has Boston. Some events coming up. Some events, and they're interesting events. One is a nude screening. The Fantastic Film Festival is kicking off in Melbourne and Sydney. But the nude screening, it's a movie, a Belgian black comedy called Patrick. And you can see it at the Lido in Hawthorne, which is a wonderful cinema. Yeah. I've been to that. I
Beautiful
love the
cinema.
Lido.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. April 24th. And this is so weird. People will sit there in the nude. So it's a nude screening of this movie. Sitting nude in a
cinema.
What
else happens?
Do you know why? Like, do you know why it's that particular film that you have to watch nude? Like, why not a classic?
It's a murder mystery set in a nudist colony. So that's the reason. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah, but
so how do you rock up? Do you rock up with kit on, get changed nude, or do you just
obviously.
Rock up nude?
Yeah.
How'd you get in your Uber?
Just on the tram. No, I've got a mask on, mate. It's all right. Following the directives.
The timing's interesting because
do we
it is.
Go?
No, we don't. And it's cold. Like, even to have a nude, anything nude
Good excuse
now.
Nick, though, if it's cold.
As we're heading into winter is an interesting decision. Photography will be banned at the 100%. Cinema. People must be over 18. You're supposed to come close to the screening, but wait for it. Bring a towel to sit on. Yeah, see,
great hygiene.
No, I don't. Anything that requires seating should not be nude. Because I'd like to go back to the Lido, but I don't want to sit where somebody naked has just been sitting.
Yeah, you don't want the nude cinema.
But a towel, it's like having clothes on.
Don't you think it's just strange timing for things like this? Like, I don't know that people nude in public.
I find it amazing.
I know you do. Well, it's not the only one. There's a naked disco coming, guys.
That's even better.
Melbourne is taking Liberation to extraordinary new heights. It's called the Rising Festival. Club
the
Purple.
Rising.
Interesting words. Good terminology there.
Depends who's there.
Club Purple is, wait for it, it's a non-sexual, alcohol-free, over 18s venue. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's happening here.
Wow.
Filled with private booths and a public carpeted dance floor. The fact that they've had to say the floor's carpeted.
And
there's private booths at a nude disco. I don't know why.
Isn't that
I don't...
just walking around the house on a Saturday morning by yourself, no clothes on?
Is it, what's it called? Rising Up?
It's
say?
Called the Rising Festival. It's going to run for 12 nights. Yeah. Until Sunday, June 6th. So it's going to kick off May 26th. It's going to be
just
across
that summer. Why wasn't the kid off events in summer?
Imagine if you went to all 12. He's back again.
I just, it's just for me. There's a lot at the moment. We're talking about lots of consent laws, lots of issues about the way we conduct ourselves in public as men, as women. And now we're just doing nude movies,
well, at the end of the day,
nude
Fiona,
parties. Yeah. I just think this is going to go pear shaped.
We came into the world nude. We'll leave nude. Why not be in it nude?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Morning, Melbourne.
Now, this is a bit of a first. We are joined in the studio by arguably the three most talked about Bachelor contestants of the last few years. In fact, I think my favourite show, Bachelor in Paradise, isn't coming back this year because of these three. but we love them. Kieran, Jamie and Tim.
The boys. Lads,
welcome
lads,
back
lads,
to
lads,
the show.
Lads.
Say hello, Dad.
Thanks for having us, guys.
This is, wow, we've got the three of you here together. Now, can we talk about what's happening tomorrow night in Melbourne? You boys are boxing. Now, this is this big event, completely sold out, now or never. The three of you are going to be taking to the boxing ring, but you can stream from home at epicenter.tv. How do you do? I don't have Epicenter. What is that?
The links are in our bios, so if you just click on that. It's
so like go to your bios on your socials. Mm. And watch, so the three of you, can we talk through, Kieran, Tim, Jamie, who are you boxing? Who are you fighting?
I was meant to be fighting.
Yeah, your bloke pulled out, didn't he?
I was meant to be fighting Eden Daly from Love Island, but he pulled out.
Has he?
Yeah.
Got scared.
I think he had like, he got to the stage where you have to actually start sparring and he just went, nah, I'm not cut out for this.
Oh, so who are you fighting now?
And I had no one. And then one of the guys from our season who dressed up as Zac Efron because he thinks he looks like Zac Efron, his name's Cade Wilkie. He jumped in last minute. He made a video and called me out. I was like, yeah, sweet.
So
that's good that he did that.
Yeah, I wasn't actually going to fight, but I just as soon as I found out Dad was fighting, I thought I have to be there to support him for his moral midlife support. Crisis.
Mate, Dad, you're speaking about Dad, who's Jamie. I don't know what's happening with your hair.
Fresh out of mouth.
All the hair.
You've dyed your beard and you're orange. What's happening?
I don't want to tell you, Fev. This is authentic St. Kilda Beach tan. 100%.
It's a Bondi Sands. What's happened? You're orange.
Oh, mate, multicolored. I'm bringing it tomorrow night.
It'll wear off. It's fresh. Just wait, Fev. It's got to settle.
Now, who are you fighting, big fella?
I've forgotten his name. To
oh, true trash talk. It begins already. Who is this no-name?
Some bloke from The Bachelor, but I can't remember his name.
No one can remember. They're all looking at
Leon,
each other.
Do you know?
That's good. Very relaxed. I like that.
No, I don't know either. Sorry.
That's not helpful.
No, not helpful.
And then Kieran, you're fighting, of course.
Yeah, my opponent's changed 5 times.
What? Yeah. They're all ducking you.
They're all a bit scared, aren't they?
Yeah. I've been watching your socials, mate. You're fit as.
So I was meant to fight Adzi. I was meant to fight Matt Testro. Meant to fight Matt Wyatt. Then Critty. And now I'm fighting some Roland dude from Melbourne.
Right.
Just some bloke, Roland.
Nah, he's got like loads of like influencer mates, so he thinks he is one, you know what I mean?
Oh.
He thinks he's one, like little posh boys. So he's going to get a slap in that ring.
You're going to slap him up?
Oh, can't wait.
Well, so it's 3 rounds?
3 rounds, yeah.
2-minute rounds?
3-1s. 3-1, just haymakers. That's
3-1s. That's
head down haymakers.
That's my sort of fight. So what? Anyone predicting first round, second round knockouts? You got headgear?
I got knocked out in like 45 seconds with headgear on last time, eh?
So it's possible.
So I don't care if it's 1 minute. I'll still keep my hands up this time. I'm trying to get the donut off my record.
Very rarely, this is what I love. Very rarely does a boxer come in and say, last time I got knocked out. So fast. So let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Just quickly,
Ben Askren.
Just quickly, Fev, as well. Tim, for the last 24 hours, he's been talking about it. He reckons he's got you.
In what? Don't call me out, mate. I'll put one. Mate, I don't fight. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. Now, boys, you're loved up. Anyone, you're loved up. You've got a beautiful girl.
Tim, you're pointing to, of course.
Yeah, Tim's loved up. Yeah, he was loved up when he went on the show. Yeah. You had a girlfriend the whole way through, didn't you? You did so.
They're on a break.
No, my girlfriend actually had a boyfriend.
Oh, you just gone as red as Jamie's hair.
There goes me mic, I think.
No, you're good.
All those rumours that people were saying I was with her, she actually had a boyfriend in the time that we were split up.
Yeah.
So put those to bed, guys.
Yeah.
Some of the worst bragging I've ever heard. My girlfriend had a boyfriend. I got knocked out last time. I want to hear confidence. There's fights tomorrow night.
Are you loved up?
No, I'm not. I was chatting to a couple and then they just keep ducking and weaving me like my opponent. So I must be doing something wrong. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wrong? You wouldn't
I just keep
be.
Getting ghosted.
You yeah, wouldn't
I'm not
be.
Loved up, Fev.
No, you wouldn't be. Hey,
not
speaking about
like
you,
that.
Jamie, any update on the lawsuit against Warner Brothers, mate?
Yeah, we're still going. About another 6 months. These things are quite drawn out. So it's, we're still.
He just says keep sending back the paper with the dollar value on them like that.
So how much money are you going for? A fair bit of coin?
No, it's not about the money. It's about setting the precedent for other people who do reality television. So there's a little bit of a channel where people can follow a process if they get manipulated by producers. That just
went real dark real quick, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Got his next fight lined up.
Do you reckon you'll win?
I've got him. I'm not going to predict how it's going to finish, but...
I'm talking about the lawsuit.
He's got Warner Brothers. There's a headline. Bang.
Yeah, no, I'm going to win the court case and the fight.
This is, what, Jamie? I didn't even recognise you. You're that scary. You've got a Mr. T vibe happening.
Yeah, Mr. T hair.
I did not know that was you out there.
I've got one more thing. You've noticed the mohawk.
Yes.
You've noticed the tan.
Uh-oh.
But how does a 41-year-old man have a jet black beard? That's all I want to know. I'm not saying anything here, but I was just wondering where the salt and pepper is.
He's dyed it. It's a because you can tell by the front. He hasn't done a very good job on the front.
Hey, I'm going to dye it tonight, Fev.
You should just rock the salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. You get more chicks with the salt and pepper, I reckon.
I do. I agree with you, Tim.
100%.
I do.
I can't believe George you're 41.
Clooney. Yeah, you look good for 41.
I'm 33. I must live next to a nuclear power plant or something. I look horrendous. Look at this bloke.
Just go to his injectable lady. I'll get some Botox.
Who do you get Botox off? Dr. Tass? Who do you go?
It's Hollywood Injectables in Surfers Paradise.
Get freebies?
Yeah.
How often do you get the jab?
Once every 3 months.
Do you?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Forehead everywhere?
Only forehead.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Doesn't move. Try and move it.
Yeah.
You look great. You all look great. And we love having you in here. And now, I just checked. The tickets are almost completely sold out. So could people still get tickets to see you now or never tomorrow night?
No, it's proper sold out.
Actually sold out.
Over 3,000 tickets are done.
So if you want to see these boys fighting tomorrow, now or never, stream it at epicenter.tv. Go to your bios, click on the links, and you'll catch you all. Good luck. We'll have to check in next week and
see. This is awesome.
Okay.
So good.
Thanks, boys.
They'll have to get me to, because where do you train at?
Team Ellis Boxing.
Team Ellis Boxing. So I'm doing a fight in November boxing, as I said.
Come down, we'll train you.
I'll
train you for free. Get in.
I want to train, but like it's 6 weeks, they said, you got to train for compulsory. But I think I need about a 6 month head start. Well, do I, Tim? Do I need a little bit more? Do I?
6 weeks.
Here we go.
He went the whole time without swearing.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better. 101.9. This is the fun.